Welcome to Coatesville Connection, bringing you interesting interviews and homilies from clerical and religious leaders in the city of Coatesville. Each month, Holy Spirit Radio highlights a unique aspect of the city and its people of faith. And now, here is your host, Barbara Schenkel.
Good morning. You're listening to Coatesville Connection. This morning, we're joined by Kirsten Wentz McElroy, and she's here to talk about an upcoming craft fair at Our Lady of the Rosary Parish in Coatesville. Welcome, Kristen.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I just want you to tell our audience a little bit about the Coatesville area and Our Lady of the Rosary Parish, and then we'll talk about the craft show.
Sure. Our Lady of the Rosary is located in the east part of Coatesville. There were originally four Catholic churches in Coatesville. In 2012, the Catholic churches merged and formed two Catholic churches. So Our Lady of the Rosary is one and in the east end of town, and St. Joseph's is in the west end of town. And so, you know, the members of the parishes from St. Stanislaus and St. Cecilia then were, you know, directed to choose a new parish, whether that's Our Lady of the Rosary, whether that's St. Joseph's. Some went to St. Peter's, some went to St. Joseph's in Downingtown. So Our Lady of the Rosary, while it has been around since, the early 1900s, it actually formed a new parish in 2012 after the mergers in Coatesville.
And this craft show was a way for the women of the parish to get together and sort of bond, wasn't it?
You're exactly right. The women, the sodality of Our Lady of the Rosary has been around since, you know, like I said, since the early 1900s. But with the merging of the churches, the women said, okay, let's do something. As you know, we're a new parish now. Let's come together and create some new event. Obviously, the sodality had been doing various events before that, but let's create something that's new so that the new members of the parish feel at home and feel like we're able to participate in something that hasn't been going on, but something that we're able to help create. And so we started this craft show. The first year was back in 2013. By 2014, we had a waiting list of crafters wanting to have a table. In 2016, we were able to expand to multiple rooms in the church hall, and so we're hoping to do the same for this year, for 2017.
Kristen, I think this is just an ingenious way of helping a merger to happen, because in so many cases, when there is a parish closing, there's a lot of hurt feelings, and you don't ever really know that you're going to feel like this new parish is truly your own, especially if you've been heavily involved in your former parish. This was a way to create a new event where you could invite women to come together and really take ownership of something that made them bond together socially as well as a community as this new parish. Did you see that effect when you were doing this?
Absolutely, absolutely. There were, like I said, women from all the parishes, but strong presence from St. Cecilia's Parish. The women came to Our Lady of the Rosary. Many of the women had been previously friends, but now parishioners together, and were able to really come together, work together to create this craft show that has been so successful for the last 5 years.
And friendships probably being forged even all the more in the planning and the organizing of such an event.
Without a doubt, without a doubt.
Now let's talk a little bit about this craft show. This does really attract people from all over, not just the Coatesville area, but really from all over. And talk a little bit about the craft show. How many crafters do you have? Talk a little bit about what the day would be like if someone were to visit there.
Sure. The craft show is Saturday, October 28th. It runs from 9 to 2. At Our Lady of the Rosary in the church hall, we have crafters from all over. I was looking at the list, and we have crafters from Easton, from Berks County, from Lancaster County. Obviously, there's some from Chester County as well, Delaware County. So I'm going to say, really, Eastern Pennsylvania, the crafters come from all over to have tables. We have a variety of crafts represented. We have quilts, we have crocheted items, we have papered crafts, we have embroidered items along with custom orders, we have a variety of jewelry, we have silver, gold, wire jewelry, gemstone jewelry, copper, sea glass, we have wooden items, we have rosaries, again, baby items, so truly a variety of crafts. The one requirement is that, well, I guess there's two requirements. All of the crafts must be homemade. We don't accept direct sales or vendors. And obviously the items that the crafters are selling must be in agreement with the church policy, church philosophy. So no offensive. We don't accept any crafters who sell anything offensive. In addition to the crafts, we have homemade food made by the ladies of the parish. We have meatball sandwiches, pork sandwiches, Italian wedding soup, hot dogs with sauerkraut. For the early morning crowd, we do also sell some bagels, and we have a limited number of breakfast sandwiches available, as well as coffee, tea, sodas, and water throughout the day.
How early are the ladies there to prepare for this?
We are there. Many of us are at the church by 6:30 that morning, but the preparation goes well beyond that morning. We make the meatballs and the sauce the week, sometime earlier that week, as well as the soup. It's made ahead of time.
And these must be like crowd pleasers, because you've been doing this for 3 or 4 years, and these are the recipes that really are the best sellers at the fair, right?
Exactly. Well, I can't pass up a bowl of homemade Italian wedding soup. So
I know. I want to get the recipe, actually.
Yeah.
So anyway, what was your decision? Why did you guys decide only to have homemade crafters? Was there something that you just thought was unique about that?
We went back and forth with the idea. Some of the women in our parish do direct sales, whether it be jewelry, whether it be Tastefully Simple, Mary Kay, that type of thing. And so we went back and forth with the idea, and we said, you know what, let's differentiate ourselves from a vendor show, and let's just make it homemade crafts and see how we do. And, if we struggle to get tables filled, that type of thing, then we could open it up in the future. But to be perfectly honest, we have not struggled. And in fact, like I said, we've had a waiting list in previous years. So the community must like the fact that it's just homemade crafts as well.
What's the most unique thing you've seen in your couple of years doing this show that crafters have brought to the table? And maybe you can talk about one of the best sellers as well.
That's a tough call. We truly have, jewelry is always popular. One lady actually decorates gourds and makes them for the different holidays, even though when you think of gourd, you think of fall, but she does Christmas gourds, springtime gourds. So that's kind of neat. We have one vendor in particular. She's able to personalize her items at the show. She brings her sewing machine with her and can personalize items, so that's always a big hit.
We had quilts and stuff, I would imagine.
We do. We have quilts. We have table runners, all kinds of homemade baby quilts. I actually do T-shirt quilts and have a table to display some T-shirt quilts or memory quilts. So we really have a little bit of everything.
Wow, that's great. And it's a good timing because you're before really all of the holiday craft fairs. You're able to maybe take a pause before you actually think about all the stuff that you have to do for the holidays, maybe get some tableware or presents for those you love for the upcoming holidays. It's a good timing in terms of the date.
That was our thinking. We didn't want to get too far into November or December when, everyone's lives just seem to get a little bit busier around the holidays. So we thought, let's try and do it early enough that we can still offer holiday items, but that it wouldn't interfere with, all of the other shows or everyone else's busy lives. Hopefully they can, we can put them in the shopping mode a little bit, but not to interfere with everything else that's going on.
Right. Let's talk about the date again and the time. We're talking with Kirsten Wentz McElroy. We're talking about the upcoming craft fair at Our Lady of the Rosary Parish in Coatesville. Let's give them the date and the time that they can be there.
The craft show is Saturday, October 28th. It runs from 9 to 2. And it's at Our Lady of the Rosary Church Hall in Coatesville, which is 80 South 17th Avenue.
If you're listening to us, we're talking with Kirsten Wentz McElroy. You might recognize the name Wentz. You have a big presence in Coatesville. Your family, certainly your grandparents, started a business there. Talk a little bit about your life and your heritage there in Coatesville.
Yes, I have a funeral home here in Coatesville. My The funeral home was actually started in Acklen in 1894 by my great-grandfather. And in late 30s, my grandparents moved to Coatesville to open another funeral home. So at the time, we had the two branches. Now it's my mom and I are the funeral directors here. We have we're here on Chestnut Street. And since my grandparents came in the late 30s, I think the funeral home here opened in 1940. So we've been part of the Coatesville community since then. We grew up in St. Cecilia's Parish. My mom went to St. Cecilia's. It was Coatesville Catholic when I went through the school, and then graduated from Bishop Shanahan as well. So we have been a part of the Coatesville community for longer than I've been around.
A long time. And how was it when St. Cecilia's closed? I used to do this show with Father Mulrain in there in the St. Cecilia's Rectory, which reminded me of going my way with Bing Crosby. I don't know that the rectory changed much through the 1800s, 1900s. It was very beautiful, very beautiful old home there. But I know that there was a sense of loss when the parish actually had to close. Are most of the people over this yet, or is there still hard feelings or a sense of loss? Or talk a little bit about the mood.
I think some of the parishioners, I know some of the parishioners at St. Cecilia's, their parents, their grandparents built the church. So it was extremely hard for them. Some of them, I'm not sure that they're all completely over it, but many have found new homes in the various churches in the area. I'm probably sad to say that I'm sure that there are some parishioners who haven't found a home or have stopped going to church because of the merger. But I would say for a large number of us, we just decided, you know, our faith is our faith. The church was a building we need to pick up and move to a new parish and form that community in a new parish.
We're speaking with Kirsten Wentz McElroy, and we'll be right back after this station identification. You're listening to Holy Spirit Radio, 1570 AM in Doylestown and 1420 AM in Coatesville and Chester County. This is Coatesville Connection. We'll be right back.
Let nothing I have everything in God alone. God alone is enough for me. God alone is all I need. I want for nothing since I am His own. I have everything in God alone. I have everything in God alone. I have everything in God.
Welcome back to Coatesville Connection. We're speaking with Kirsten Wentz McElroy, here to talk about Our Lady of the Rosary Parish, recently merged with St. Cecilia's Parish, and their upcoming craft fair. Yeah, I should point out, if you've never been to Coatesville, when it was in its height as a city, there was four parishes within, I would say, 2 to 3 miles.
Exactly.
So it was very flourishing, and they would have various ethnicities, kind of. I know St. Stan's probably was the Polish parish, right?
Correct. Yes, St. Stanislaus was the Polish parish, St. Joseph's was the Slovak, St. Cecilia's was the Irish church originally, and then Our Lady of the Rosary was the Italian church.
Up on the hill, Our Lady of the Rosary up on the hill. We should say if you're going to the craft fair, you'll recognize it when you go up that hill. It's a beautiful sight.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the big thing in Coatesville, was it steel in the day?
Correct. Yes, the steel mill, which is still functioning, not as full functioning as it was, but still functioning, yes.
So there's a little bit of change in the last 5-6 years there at Coatesville. But what I love about that, I think it's the feminine genius of women to realize that you're right, your faith is your faith, you got to move forward. And instead of just sort of becoming a appendage to another parish and feeling like it's really not mine, you guys really took the initiative and said, let's do something new and let's bond together in this process. So when you go to the craft fair, you're not only supporting the parish, but you're supporting this tremendous effort of unity in what could have been a situation where people might have felt alienated or left out or not really part of the family, coming together, building something new. It's just, as you say, you've formed new bonds, new friendships, new sense of community, and a new sense of the parish. It's not just their parish. Now we're doing this together.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
Talk a little bit about the women that are working towards this and what a difference it's made in your life.
Sure. When I joined Our Lady of the Rosary, I said, you know what, I'm going to join Sodality as well. And they quickly got me to become vice president of Sodality. So I jumped in really with 2 feet. The women have been so supportive of me. When I had my baby, they threw me a baby shower. I have had numerous offers to babysit. So they really have become a second family to me.
Oh, that's great. How old is your baby?
She is 18 months old.
Oh, wow. And that's wonderful. So you really get a sense that although you had to leave the familiarity and the heritage of St. Cecilia's, that you've really built a new family in your new parish.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I just want you to talk a little bit about the Coatesville community. What do these funds go towards when you give the money to the church? Is it to help people in the community? Is it to help just the overall budget of the church? When you're raising funds for the church, where do these monies go?
A little bit of everything. If the church has a special project that needs, you know, a little bit of boost in funding, we're happy to help with that. This past Christmas, we were able to donate some items to some of the various women shelters, women groups in Coatesville. So a little bit of everything. You know, we try to be supportive of the church community, but as well as the outside community.
And is this really one of the biggest fundraisers the church does with regards to the lady being involved over the years?
We do a number of different fundraisers. I would say this is one that brings more of the community into the church. The others are probably, while they may be just as big fundraisers, they're more church-wide fundraisers. But this one really reaches out into the community and brings women, you know, a few men, but mostly women of all faiths to the church to see, you know, for our craft show.
Talk a little bit about the Sodality. If people are listening in Coatesville and want to join that or find out more about it, what is that?
The Sodality is a women's group. You know, really our purpose is to expand upon the faith of the women of the parish, you know, with members of Our Lady of the Rosary. It's $5 to join the Sodality, and you know we meet just about once a month. We have a variety of activities each year. We do a bake sale, usually the weekend before Thanksgiving and the weekend before Easter. This year we're going to make meatballs and have a meatball sale. We provide a Father's Day coffee and donuts for all the parishioners on Father's Day. We have a pasta dinner that's usually held in February. We have started to do the crab cake sale during Lent from Captain Chucky's, their homemade crab cakes. Excuse me. In the spring, we have a Mary's Tea, which is usually sometime in April or May, where the women come together and, you know, have lunch, have dessert, but are able to honor the Blessed Mother as well. And this actually is another example that reaches the community. While there are many Catholic women, there are a few non-Catholic women who come to the event. So that's another way to reach out into the community.
And that's the Sodality of Our Lady of the Rosary in Coatesville. We're talking about that. And again, we're talking with Kirsten Wentz McElroy, and she's here to talk about mostly the craft fair, but we're also just sort of getting a recap on this merger between St. Cecilia's and Our Lady of the Rosary and St. Joseph's down there in Coatesville as well, and just getting a sense of the update of where everything is in the city since the decision was made to close St. Cecilia's. So anyway, you have a big presence of veterans there, too. Is St. Cecilia's still being used for those purposes, Catholic Charities? What's the update on where that building is?
I'm not positive about the church. I do know that the former St. Cecilia's school is being used by the veterans, and I believe Catholic Charities. So they have you know, taken over the school and you know, for the building that was left vacant for a few years when the school moved, it's now, you know, now has a new purpose.
Okay. And I want to just ask again the dates of the craft fair, the time of the craft fair, and again, maybe we can also promote this upcoming Sodality effort that you'll have around Thanksgiving. I think you're saying you're making meatball subs for that, or is that the pies or the bake sale?
I'll start at the beginning. The craft show is Saturday, October 28th from 9 to 2 at Our Lady of the Rosary in Coatesville. That's 80 South 17th Avenue. So that's October. Then in November, the weekend before Thanksgiving, we will have a meatball sale as well as a bake sale. The women of the parish, again, maybe some men do the baking. You know, we have three or four tables full of homemade, delicious baked goods. I always struggle with what I should buy.
And then coming up next year, I know you said you have a Marian tea. That's in the spring.
Correct. Usually the end of April, early May, we have Mary's Tea. And in addition, we do the crab cake sale from Captain Chucky's during Lent. We have a pasta dinner in February. And we do a Father's Day coffee and donuts, obviously in June for Father's Day.
Well, it sounds like you've got your hands full there in your new parish and doing great work. We've been speaking with Kirsten Wentz McElroy. She is with Our Lady of the Rosary Parish in Coatesville. And Kirsten, as we close, is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about the parish life or about Coatesville?
I would say if you're looking for a parish, you know, come check us out. Come check Our Lady of the Rosary out. And we have a young presence. So, you know, come and check us out and see what we're all about.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Kirsten, and we will be back in touch with you as you move through the calendar year and see if we can maybe promote the Marian Tea or any of the other events that you have during Lent. So thanks for your time very much, Kirsten.
Thank you.